When I was interning out in for the National Federation of Republican Women out in Washington, D.C., I had the pleasure of visiting the office of Clara Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women. Today, I sit down with the chief of staff of the Luce Center, Lauren Huseman. I just want to thank you for joining us today. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. And first, we were kind of talking earlier. First, let's talk about who Clara Booth Luce was. Can you kind of give us a history of your namesake?
Yes. Clara Booth Luce, like you said, she is an amazing woman. She's actually a woman that not a lot of young people know about. I think if you weren't around during her era in the 40s and 50s, then you might even not know who she is. I know that when I was in high school, I was not aware of Clara Booth Luce at all. You hear about a lot of women on the left when you're in public schools, but you don't hear about these really just amazing role models on the right. She was, what was she not? She did everything from writing to reporting. She was a war journalist. She worked on Time magazine. She was married to Henry Luce. So that's where the Luce comes from. She was also a mother and a person of great faith. And I think that something that's really significant in her life was the fact that her daughter was killed in a really tragic car accident. So we see that as just such an area of strength for her, where she had this horrible thing happen to her and that she was able to overcome it and come out as a stronger conservative. And that's when she really started to take her faith seriously as well. So looking to her not only as someone who was really successful in the political realm, in policy, but also as someone who was just successful on a personal level too. And the way that she just carried herself with so much class and grace, it's fun to look through all the people she interacted with that are a little bit more well-known, like Ronald Reagan, for example. He and Clara Booth Luce had a really special relationship. So we're honored to carry on her name here at the center. And what's really interesting is that her granddaughter, who her name is actually Clara Luce Abbey, she's on our governing board. So it's great to still have a connection in that way to really honor Clara Booth Luce.
That is amazing. And can you tell us a little bit about the mission of the Luce Center and its impact on college campuses?
For sure. Our mission, so we've been around, just to give some context, we've been around for about 33 years. And our mission is to prepare and promote conservative women leaders. And that, you know, it's a simple statement, but it means so much. And so we do that in several different ways. We have national summits to bring young women together. We have a campus lecture program. We host young women at the gun range to give them firearms training. We have an internship program, which is by far the most valuable program for young women. I'd love to talk about that more. And then we also have mentoring ambassador opportunities. So it doesn't end the ways that different people can get involved. So there is the student element of we're wanting to prepare these women to be leaders, and we want to mentor them. We want to educate them. But then there's also this element of promoting conservative women leaders who are, you know, just excelling in any area. So, for example, Mary Margaret Olehan, who's the White House correspondent for the Daily Wire, she started out as this journalist who was just doing work to fight transgender ideology. And she ended up writing a book, and then she spoke for us, and then she got a job at the Daily Wire and is the White House correspondent. She's a really good example of someone that we have been really committed to promoting. And she has just become this just huge force in the conservative movement. So that's a big part of our mission too. And then outside of kind of our student outreach and our promotion of conservative women, we also are just really passionate about creating a community of conservatives all over the country and creating a network where people can tap into that. And first of all, just see that there's other people who believe what I believe and that I'm not alone in that. And then to also provide mentorship opportunities, whether that be for family, faith, career, just personal and professional. So we host events here at the center, too, that are really catered towards conservative women and men of all ages, where they come in and they hear a speaker and then they get to enjoy lunch together. So there's so many different ways that we live out our mission. And yeah, we're just really passionate about helping build up a stronger America through our women.
That is fantastic. You said you have so many events around the country. What is some of your upcoming events that you have? I know that you have the National Summit coming up on October 10th. That's just a few days after this will air on October 7th. So I think it's going to be really interesting to kind of highlight that. But can you just tell us about some of the other events that you may have and a little bit about the conference?
Yeah, like you said, we have our College Women's Summit in Scottsdale, Arizona. That is October 10th through 12th. And it's hard to choose a favorite program that we have, but this one is definitely one of my favorites because it is the most crucial experience for young women to be reminded that they, A, are not alone as conservative women, and B, can have the courage to stand up for their values on campus, in their communities. And so we bring speakers together. So for Scottsdale, the summit we're having this year, we'll be having Isabel Brown, who is at the Daily Wire now with the Isabel Brown Show, Reagan Conrad, who hosts the comment section at the Daily Wire, Liz Wheeler is going to be there, Erica Donalds, KT McFarland. So we have an amazing lineup. So young women are going to get to hear from these speakers who just embody what it means to be a successful conservative woman who so perfectly balance the importance of career and the importance of family as well. Because you'll hear all of them say, you know, career has to be in its rightful place. It is important, but we're fans of family and faith as well. And I think that that is such an important thing for young women to hear. And so that's an aspect of it. And then I think one really, really important piece of all of our summits is the camaraderie that the students will feel. And, you know, we'll sometimes look through survey responses when we're prepping for a summit from last year. And we get from our summit last year in Nashville, Tennessee, we had answers like, this was the best experience of my life. This weekend was life changing. So something really special happens at these events, and students go home just totally on fire to host a speaker. And that kind of brings me into the other events that we have coming up. So our summit in Arizona is just a few days after this will air. And then we also have campus lectures coming up just around the corner as well. So we have a very cool relationship with a professor at UC Berkeley, which you're probably wondering, how the heck does a conservative speaker get on Berkeley's campus? But he allows speakers to come into his classroom and speak to, it's a discussion-based class. So he just brings different ideas. And so KT McFarland will be speaking there in addition to Reagan Reese, who is a White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. So they'll be able to go out there and just talk about the nation and be able to engage in conversation with students who may have never heard a different perspective. So that's a really, really special opportunity. And again, going back to kind of what students say about this is the professor at Berkeley will send us the survey responses from his class, and almost 90% of them say, I love the different perspectives that were brought into this class. And that is what is so important about campus lectures, is students may not be hearing this at all. So we're really the only people who are bringing that kind of perspective to campus. So I think that that is just so unique that we get to do that.
That is fantastic. And kind of speaking of the lecture series, how can someone reach out to your organization who maybe wants to have a speaker on their college campus?
Yeah, so I am the contact for that. And we actually have another person who's going to come on our staff in the next few months who will help direct our student program. So we're building out that, which is incredible. So she'll kind of take over that aspect. But reaching out to me is the first thing. All of the information is on our website, cblwomen.org. And we typically have a list of speakers who are kind of in our rotation and in our network. And usually what happens is students will send me an email and say, hey, I want to host a speaker to talk about foreign policy on my campus. And so we'll kind of go back and forth. And, you know, I'll start suggesting people like KT McFarland, Lisa Daftari. Those are really good options for that topic. And then we'll talk about dates. And then our generous supporters are the ones who actually make those things possible. So they're the ones who provide the funding for those events to happen. So I highly, highly recommend that young women reach out to me to get involved with our campus lecture program, because, again, students tell us over and over that it is almost always the most valuable leadership experience they have in college.
Absolutely. And I kind of want to turn to something that recently got national attention. Yeti had canceled your orders simply for saying that there was conservative women on their mug, which I just thought was insane. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about how that happened, what kind of transpired, and how your partnership now with Grizzly has come into place, which I think is totally awesome as well.
Yes, I'm very excited to talk about it. So back in March of this past year, man, yeah, that was this year, 2025. We've done so much in the past few months. Yes, it was back in March. And we have these little Yeti tumblers that had, we actually had like successfully completed an order with them before. So it says a quote from Claire Booth Luce, and then it says our logo, which is the Claire Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women. So we already had these mugs. And so when we went to submit a reorder, we didn't even think that it would be a problem at all because we've already done it. So we ended up getting an email from them saying they couldn't print the order because it was, quote, political in nature. And we kind of laughed and said, okay, well, you know, honest mistake. We got on the phone with them and explained that we're a 501c3 nonprofit, which means that we are legally prohibited from being political or being involved in campaigns at all. We're just an educational organization. And I kind of, you know, naively said, oh, they're gonna have no problem with it now. But they still just had an issue with the word conservative, and specifically conservative women. So that was very disappointing. And we kind of went back and forth with them a little bit, but ultimately we went kind of as high as we could go, and they still refused to do the order. So we took to Instagram and X and posted about it, and it ended up getting picked up by, my goodness, Liz Wheeler. We had news outlets reach out to us like CBN, Newsmax. I got to be on Fox and Friends on a Saturday morning to talk about, which was just the coolest experience, and being able to say and talk about our center on a national platform. So yes, shortly after that, we started getting an unbelievable amount of companies reach out to us saying, hey, we're conservative, or just we don't want to discriminate against you for being conservative women, so we're going to fulfill your order. So I can't tell you how many mugs we have in our office of people who just printed our logo on their mug and shipped it to us for free, which it was just amazing to see.
That is amazing.
Hundreds and hundreds of companies. So that was really encouraging. And then ultimately, Grizzly Coolers just gave us a phenomenal deal partnership that we established with them. And now they've been able to print all of our very cool designs on their coolers. And I know you mentioned you already got the American Girl mug, which is awesome. And I recommend that everybody go to our website, cblwomen.org, and you can shop on there and find more of those coolers. But we're ultimately really grateful for Yeti because they were able to put us on a national platform, which
exactly.
We didn't expect. So we're grateful to them for that. And it actually helped us get some of the interns we have this summer. They said that they found out about us because they saw us on Fox and Friends. They saw us on Newsmax. So that was a really cool way to reach students as well.
That is so awesome. It kind of had the opposite effect that I think that Yeti was trying to have. So I think it's really cool that you had that. In a way, it's kind of cool that it happened because it got you on a national platform and more people can hear your mission and understand exactly all the amazing work that you do. And you talked about the internship. So I kind of want to touch on that. What are some of the ways students can get involved? How can they apply for the internship? I know from being out in Washington, D.C., how invaluable that is to be able to be a part of our nation's capital, to witness some of the amazing events that do happen. No day is ordinary in that area. So it's really cool to see some of the 24-hour news cycle that happens and see all that event. So how can they get involved in being an intern out in DC at your organization?
Right. So we have applications open every season. So we have fall, spring, and summer. And our summer program is the most robust. So I'd love to talk about that one a little bit. But the application process it's kind of simple in some ways and kind of longer in other ways. So you end up talking to a good amount of our staff here at the Luce Center. But I got to run the internship the past two summers. So I got to interview all the applicants, which was so much fun. And it's just so reassuring to hear from young women who are so passionate about being conservative leaders on campus, and they really just genuinely care about, you know, family, they care about community, they care about policy. It's really, really encouraging to be able to be a part of that. And then once they apply, we have a selection process. Thanks to Yeti, we actually had a huge amount of applications this year, which was really exciting. I think it was 150% increase from the summer before.
That's great.
That was That was great. Thank you again, Yeti. So that was really exciting. Yes. So once students are selected, they'll find housing in the DC area. And we're actually a little bit outside the city in Herndon,
right,
which is kind of nice because I think a lot of parents worry, oh my gosh, I'm sending my daughter to like live in Washington, DC, which is also great too. But it's kind of nice to be a little bit away. And so we end up taking trips into the city a lot. So students will, they're here, and we had 10 interns this past summer. So we would take everybody down to the National Mall. We had a tour of DC. We went to Arlington Cemetery. We went to the Museum of the Bible. So there's a lot of excursions. And then we also have a lot of leadership training programs for them as well. So we'll have these top conservative leaders in different fields come into our office and chat with students about everything from constitutional law to America's founding principles to public speaking, communications. And we have a self-defense seminar. So the interns were literally practicing self-defense on each other in this room this summer, which was really fun. And then we also take them to the NRA range in Fairfax, Virginia, and do firearms training there. And then kind of on a day-to-day basis, they get kind of that more typical internship experience where they're helping with event planning, social media design, helping to run our podcast, and working in fundraising too. So there's truly something for everyone. And that's why we always encourage young women to not write themselves off as a candidate because their major is animal science or their major is medicine or something like that. We think that this is valuable for all women because it's going to help you become a conservative leader in whatever field that you end up going into.
That's phenomenal. And I just remember how amazing. I actually was one of those that came and visited your organization when I had interned out there, and just kind of have a different perspective of, I entered for National Federation of Republican Women. And so there's kind of a partnership. There was like a luncheon. They visited with everybody, and just kind of, I still am friends with one of the interns that intern for you.
Now, oh my gosh, what is her name?
Her name is Laura Arcenega.
Okay, gotcha. I'll have to ask. That's awesome.
Arcenega now, but. And she just had some amazing experiences out there. And I think she's now in Texas. And so she does some great things there. So that's really fun to see and just kind of communicate on Facebook. But just the connections that you make, not just with working with the fellow interns, but they become lifelong friends in a lot of ways. And so I think that's important to consider when applying for internships as well, is that you're getting all the learning experiences, but you're also getting such valuable friendships that are being made as well.
Right. That's so, so important. And that's truly the biggest takeaway that our interns have, is they value all the leadership training, the experiences in DC so much. But the thing that they value the most is that camaraderie.
Exactly. And lastly, for those who want to become a member, say they're no longer a student, they're not in college, but they want to be involved somehow and help the organization and its mission. How can they get involved in? Can you talk a little bit about the membership opportunities that you do have there?
Yeah, definitely. This is a newer initiative that we have. We launched it just a few months ago, but it's really grown a lot. So we have student membership, where that just gives students special access to our events. It gives them discounts on registration fees, and they can come for free, bring guests to a lot of our events. And then it also just provides a lot of that support we're talking about, that camaraderie. So we have a huge group chat of all these student members, and they'll kind of just chime in there and say, you know, I'm looking for an internship, or does anyone else go to Virginia Tech? I'd love to connect with you, or something like that. So one of our really, really big priorities is creating this national network of conservative women where they can do things like that, where they can find mentorship, where they can just find someone who's in a similar stage of life or maybe a few years ahead of them. That's another really exciting area that we want to grow in. Because I think back to when I was just graduating college, how amazing it would have been to have a connection from a conservative woman, no matter what field she was in. So that is just so, so important. So that's kind of the student aspect of it. And then we also have memberships for our supporters. So our membership for supporters starts at just $50 a year, and that gets totally free access to all of our events. You can bring guests, you get our newsletters, you get invited to our summer intern programming. For example, we have a tea that the interns host every year. So that's really fun. And then kind of a higher level, we have a President's Club membership, which is $1,000 per year. And that gets you all of the membership benefits and even more. We have exclusive events. We took our interns and our supporters to Les Mis at the Kennedy Center this summer, which was amazing. So just being able to connect with young women, it's just such a special opportunity to kind of bond over something like art, bond over Les Mis with interns as a supporter. Yeah, it's just such a special way to be able to connect. So we're really excited to grow that. But again, I will just go back to that that national network of conservative women and really just conservatives in general, because it's interesting how many of our supporters are men too, and they just love the idea of there being conservative women all over the country. So it's being able to connect them because they want to help our young women too. So I really can't say enough good, whether you're a student, porter, whatever stage of life, highly recommend becoming a member, especially if you're in the DC area, because this is where our monthly events happen here at our center.
And then I guess lastly, just kind of tell us anything that you want to, that I didn't touch on, anything that you want to highlight about your amazing organization.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity to do that. I think that that's something that's really important about us that I should just mention before we end here is the fact that we care so much about the whole person when it comes to working with young women, because I think that is really what makes us stand out among other groups that are doing just amazing education. We are concerned with, yes, the education, but then also just helping young women become leaders in every area. So I work with our interns, not just in the summer, but I have phone calls with them to talk about anything, whether it's they're considering transferring schools or they're having an interpersonal problem. So we are a resource, not just for their career or their activism, but just for their life in general. And I think that we as women really, really need that. And so I think that that is a really special part of what we do.
It is. It definitely is. So, and I want to thank you for taking the time to visiting with me and joining me today. And be sure, if you haven't already visited, visit the Claire Bluse website, which is clb.org.
Women.org.
I'm sorry about that.
It's a tongue twister.
And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to all of their social media as well as mine to never miss events and upcoming intern opportunities or any opportunities they have to have on campus, especially if you don't know about an upcoming event that may be on your college campus. So keep a lookout for that. And thank you again, Lauren.
Thank you.